Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
20 swift foxes released on Blackfeet Reservation. 20 more imperiled swift foxes were reintroduced recently on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation in northwestern Montana. A total of 117 swift foxes will have been released since the first release in 1998. The goal of the Defenders of Wildlife Project is establishing a self-sustaining population of swift foxes. Named for its speediness, the swift fox is one of North America's smallest canids, or dog-like animals, weighing an average of 5 pounds and measuring 12 inches in height and 31 inches in length. It is buff gray along its back with yellowish tan on its sides and legs. The swift fox is an opportunistic predator, feeding on ground squirrels and other small mammals, grasshoppers, and berries. The swift fox was once common on the Blackfeet Reservation and throughout Montana. When Lewis and Clark passed through the area in 1806, they reported swift foxes at the confluence of the Two Medicine and Marias Rivers, 14 miles from the site where the foxes are now being released. The last confirmed trapping of a swift fox in Montana occurred in 1953, and the species was declared extinct in the state by 1969. The fox's disappearance was a result of numerous factors, including incidental poisoning by bait set out for wolves and coyotes, trapping, habitat loss to agriculture, a loss of food sources like prairie dogs and ground squirrels as part of federal eradication campaigns. We thank the Environment News Service for that story. Canada spotted owls endangered, green groups warn. Canada's still small spotted owl population will be extinct within a decade unless logging in the old-growth forest habitat is ended, environmentalists warned. The number of northern spotted owls living in British Columbia has dropped by 49% since 1992, and there are now only 25 mating pairs, according to the report by three environmental groups. If this critically endangered owl is to survive in Canada, logging in the spotted owl's home must stop, said the report, which complains provincial forest management plans have ignored threats to the birds. The report said the owls need old-growth trees in which to roost, nest, and forage. The owls have endangered species status in the United States, but Canada does not offer similar habitat protection. Canada's spotted owls are found only in the southwestern British Columbia. We thank the Reuters News Service for that story. BLM must obey court order to protect tortoise and enforce seasonal cattle restrictions on public lands. Under the terms of the California Desert Conservation Area court order, Interior Secretary Gail Norton and the Bureau of Land Management must ensure cattle do not graze on nearly 500,000 acres of public lands from September 7th to November 7th. 8 grazing permittees must move their livestock on drought-stricken lands to protect threatened desert tortoise habitat. The California Desert Conservation Act settlement was negotiated to aid desert tortoise recovery by preventing grazing on 285,381 acres of critical and 213,281 acres of essential tortoise habitat during the biologically critical fall and spring seasons. It is scientifically shown that livestock mow down spring and fall annual plants essential to tortoise health and reproduction. The hooved livestock also trample tortoises and their burrows, killing them and wrecking their homes. The agreement provides moderate relief for wildlife in fall and spring. However, the Bureau of Land Management's lack of enforcement remains a problem. This spring, the agency witnessed cattle illegally grazing in closed areas on public lands at least 17 times in 6 allotments, but failed to follow up with required enforcement actions such as fines, extension of the grazing restrictions, herd size reductions, impoundment of cattle, and possible cancellations of ranchers' public land grazing privileges. This news came to us from the Center for Biological Diversity. For more information, visit their webpage at www.biologicaldiversity.org. That's www.biologicaldiversity.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by,